Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, the world's gone mad if you ask me. Every dog and his mother heading for the park or the beach, forgetting about the home and all it's done for us recently. No fur off my back. The AA helps me there. Looking after house and contents, freeing me up to work on my swimming stroke. That doggy paddle isn't as easy as it looks, you know.
For added peace of mind, when you're working from home, the AA provides cover for home office equipment. And right now you can get €60 off your home insurance when you purchase online at theaa.ie. Who's got clever home insurance? Minimum premium of €218 applies. €60 off online. New business policies only. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. AA Ireland Limited Trading as AA Insurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
This is one third of life. The Sleep Time Podcast. When you're so wrapped up in your own thoughts that you can't unwind, this is the companion that will talk you to sleep. The music we're listening to right now is Everyone's Got Problems That Aren't Mine, written by Chris Zabriskie. So remember, dear listener, sleep is a natural part of life. You don't have to force it. You just need to let it happen. So listen on and sleep well. Tonight, the article on sleep. Sleep is a naturally recurring state of body and mind, characterized by altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activity, inhibition of nearly all voluntary muscles, and reduced interactions with surroundings. It is distinguished from wakefulness by a decreased ability to react to stimuli, but it is more easily reversed than the state of being comatose. Sleep occurs in repeating periods in which the body alternates between two highly distinct sleep. Although REM stands for rapid the body. During sleep, most systems are in an anabolic state, helping to restore the immune, nervous, skeletal, and muscular systems. The internal circadian clock promotes sleep daily at night. However, sleep patterns vary among individuals. In the last century, artificial light has substantially altered sleep timing in industrialized countries. The diverse purposes and mechanisms of sleep are the subject of substantial ongoing research. Sleep seems to assist with improvements in the body and mind. Research in the 21st century is investigating whether sleep is a period of maintenance for removing metabolic waste compounds from the brain. A well-known feature of sleep is the dream. An experience typically recounted in narrative form, which resembles waking life while in the process, but which usually can later be distinguished as fantasy. Sleep is sometimes confused with unconsciousness, but is quite different in terms of the thought process. Humans may suffer from various sleep disorders, including dysomnias, such as insomnia, hypersomnia, narcolepsy, and sleep apnea. Parasomnias, such as sleepwalking and REM behavior disorder. Bruxism and circadian rhythm sleep disorders. Rapid eye movement or REM sleep and non-rapid eye movement, non different. Their physiologists classify them as distinct behavioral states. Sleep occurs in cycles of approximately 90 minutes. This rhythm is called the ultradian sleep cycle. Sleep proceeds in cycles of non-REM and REM. REM approximately every 90 minutes. REM sleep usually lasts for longer during the latter half of sleep than in the early part of the sleep episode. There is a greater amount of deep sleep earlier in the night, while the proportion of REM sleep increases in the two cycles just before awakening. Physiological indicators in sleep include EEG of brain waves, electrocardiography of eye movement, simultaneous collection of these measurements is called polysomnography and can be performed in a specialized sleep laboratory. Sleep increases the sentry threshold. In other words, sleeping persons perceive fewer stimuli. However, they can generally still respond to loud noises and other salient sensory events. Awakening can mean the end of sleep, or simply a moment to survey the environment and readjust body position before falling back asleep. Sleepers typically awaken from slow-wave sleep soon after the end of a REM phase, or sometimes in the middle of REM. Internal circadian indicators, along with the successful reduction of homeostatic sleep need, typically bring about the awakening and the end sleep episode. Today, many humans wake up with an alarm clock. Some people, however, can reliably wake themselves up at a specific time with no need for an alarm. Many sleep quite differently on work days versus days off, a pattern which can lead to chronic circadian desynchronization. Many people regularly look at television screens before going to bed, a factor which may exacerbate this mass circadian disruption. Awakening involves heightened electrical activation in the brain, beginning with the thalamus and spreading throughout the cortex. During a night's sleep, a small portion is usually spent in a waking state. As measured by the electroencephalography, young females are awake for 0 to 1% of the larger sleeping period. Young males are awake for 0 to 2%. Especially studies on sleep have shown that sleep stage at awakening is an important factor in amplifying sleep inertia. Alarm clocks involving sleep stage monitoring appeared on the market in 2005. Using technologies such as EEG electrodes or accelerometers, these alarm clocks are supposed to wake people only from light sleep. Sleep timing is controlled by the circadian clock. Sleep wake homeostasis and in humans within certain bounds build behavior. The circadian clock and inner timekeeping, temperature fluctuating, enzyme controlling device works in tandem with these other mechanisms. Circadian timing, known as process C, is cyclical, based on the time of day. Sleep-awake homeostasis, or process S, operates on a more absolute scale. The circadian process is thought to counteract the homeostatic drive for sleep during the day. In diurnal animals, and to enable it at night, humans are also influenced by aspects of social time. The hours when other people are awake, the hours when work is required, the time on the clock, etc., etc., etc. Time zones, standard times, used to unify the timing for people in the same area, correspond only approximately to the natural rising and setting of the sun. Biologically, the most important human circadian clock currently known to science is a dense cluster of neurons in the suprachiasmic nucleus, a part of the brain directly above the optic chiasm. injections from specialized ganglion cells that synchronize it with the light dark cycle. This clock measures the time of day, primarily based on input from outside light signals. An organism whose circadian clock exhibits a regular rhythm corresponding to outside signals is said to be entrained. The rhythm so established persists even if the outside signals suddenly disappear. If you take an entrained human refer to such conditions as free running of the circadian rhythm. Under natural conditions, light signals regularly adjust this period downward, so that it corresponds better with the exact 24 hours of an Earth day. The SCN has the ability to synchronize the intrinsic timekeeping capabilities accepted consensus in the field that the SCN was the only rhythmic tissue. The SCN creates the rhythmic pattern through a feedback loop of protein transcription. The cycle involves two phases: the transcription of the period gene and the cryptochrome gene initiated by clock ARNTL and NPAS. CRY result in the inhibition of clock ARNTL and NPAS2, where over 24 hours the decay of PER or reduced expression of P-E-R. The clock exerts constant influence on the body, affecting continuous sinusoidal oscillation of body temperature between roughly 36.2 degrees Celsius and 37.2 degrees Celsius. The suprachiasmatic nucleus itself shows conspicuous oscillation activity, which intensifies during subjective day. For example, the part of the rhythm corresponding with daytime, whether accurately or not, and it drops to almost nothing during subjective night. The circadian pacemaker in the suprachiasmatic nucleus has a direct neural connection to the pineal gland, which releases the hormone melatonin at night. Melatonin is an important circadian indicator, but its mechanisms of action are not well understood. Cortisol levels typically rise throughout the night, peak in the awakening hours, and diminish during the day. Circadian prolactin secretion begins in the late afternoon, especially in women, and is subsequently augmented by sleep-induced secretion to peak in the middle of the night. Circadian rhythm exerts some influence on the nighttime secretion of growth hormone. The circadian rhythm influences the ideal timing of a restorative sleep episode. Sleepiness increases during the night. REM sleep occurs more during the low part, near body temperature minimum of the circadian cycle, whereas slow wave sleep occurs relatively circadian clock is profoundly influenced by changes in light. Since these are its main clues about what time it is, exposure to even small amounts of light during the night can suppress melatonin secretion, increase body temperature, and increase cognitive ability. Short pulses of light at the exact right moment in the circadian cycle significantly reset the internal clock. Blue light, in particular, exerts the strongest effect, leading to concerns that electronic media use found themselves desynchronized from their internal circadian clock due to the requirements of work, especially night shifts, long distance travel, and the influence of widespread indoor lighting. Sleep debt or feel sleepy, people can have difficulty staying asleep at the peak of their circadian cycle. Conversely, they can have difficulty waking up in the trough of the cycle. A healthy young adult entrained to the sun will, during most of the year, fall asleep a few hours after sunset, experience body temperature minimum at 6 a.m. and wake up a few hours after sunrise. In polyphasic sleep, an organism sleeps at multiple times during a 24-hour cycle. Monophasic sleep occurs all at once. Under experimental conditions, humans tend to alternate more frequently between sleep and wakefulness, exhibiting more polyphasic sleep if they have nothing better to do. Given a 4-hour period of darkness, in experimental conditions, humans tended towards bimodal and at the end of the dark time. Bimodal sleep in humans was more common before the Industrial Revolution. Different characteristic sleep patterns, such as the familiarly so-called early bird and night owl, are called chronotypes. Genetics and sex have some influence on chronotype, but so do habits. Chronotype is also liable to change over the course of a person's lifetime. 7-year-olds are better disposed to wake up early in the morning than 15-year-olds. Chronotypes far outside the normal range are called circadian rhythm sleep disorders. Siesta habit has recently been associated with a 37% lower coronary mortality, possibly due to reduced cardiovascular stress mediated by daytime sleep. Short naps at midday and mild evening exercise were found to be effective for improved sleep. For cognitive tasks and mental health in elderly people, the quality of sleep may be evaluated from an objective and subjective point of view. Objective sleep quality refers to how difficult it is for a person to fall asleep and remain in a sleeping state, and how many times they wake up during a single night. Poor sleep quality disrupts the cycle of transition between the different stages of sleep. Subjective sleep quality in turn refers to a sense of being rested and regenerated after awaking from sleep. A study by A. Harvey et al. In 2002 insomniacs were more demanding in their evaluations of sleep quality than individuals. speaking, the longer an organism is awake, the more it feels a need to sleep. And this driver of sleep is called Process S. The balance between sleeping and waking is regulated by a process called homeostasis, induced or perceived. Is commonly called sleep deprivation. Process S is driven by the depletion of glycogen and accumulation of adenosine in the forebrain. Inhibits the ventrolateral preoptic nucleus, allowing full inhibition of the ascending reticular activating system. Deprivation tends to cause slower brain waves in the frontal cortex, shortened by attention span, higher anxiety, impaired memory, and a grouchy mood. Conversely, a well-rested organism tends to have improved memory and mood. In humans, sleep deprivation has been studied up to 11 days, during which the subjects are more likely to gain weight. Sleep debt is the effect of not getting enough sleep. A large debt causes fatigue, both mental and physical. Sleep debt results in diminished abilities to perform high-level cognitive functions. Neurophysiological and functional imaging studies have demonstrated that frontal regions of the brain are particularly responsive to homeostatic sleep pressure. Scientists do not agree on how much sleep debt it is possible to accumulate, whether it is accumulated against an individual's average sleep or some other benchmark, nor on whether the prevalence of sleep debt among adults has changed appreciably in the industrialized world in recent decades. Sleep debt does show some evidence of being cumulative. Subjectively, however, humans seem to reach maximum sleepiness after 30. easily in Western societies. One neurochemical indicator of sleep debt is adenosine, a neurotransmitter that inhibits many of the bodily processes associated. Prolonged sleep latency.